Archbishop Antonio Franco, the nuncio here in Israel. You're here to introduce the words of Pope Benedict, his blessings for this assembly, this 100th assembly of the World Union of Catholic Women's Organizations. Just a comment on what the Pope had to say and the role of women in the Catholic Church today.
Well, I think that the Church is stressing more and more the role of the women. I think that they are fully part of the mission of the Church. They share in the mission of the Church. And there are sectors in which their presence and their mission is really I'll say paramount, in the sense that their own specific contribution to the spreading of the gospel and to the witness of the spiritual values that are lived in the family, are lived in society. And the women have their share of responsibility for the Church, for the mission of the Church. Since the beginning, we see in the Gospel that the women are having a very important role in supporting the activity of Jesus and the Apostles. And this is true in every sector of the life of society, in which the Church has to be present. And the presence of women is specific for their mission as mothers, as co-workers in society and in the different fields of the activity of the Church.
You mentioned women as mothers. Possibly
the family, family, the role in the family, of course,
as instruments of peace, as being bridges to peace, especially in this place, very holy to Christians, Muslims, and Jews. How do you see women working towards building bridges between different faith communities?
Well, there are also here in the Holy Land there are many activities, especially in these fields of activity for, efforts to bring together the different components of the social life here. And there are many activities that are done mainly by the women in the field of education, in the field also of those experience of bringing the people of the different groups, Muslim, Christian, Jews, to get together, to have experience of some kind of training and work and activities together, and to create this environment and this mentality of the acceptance and of the collaboration with each other, to create this openness to accept the other in its own identity and living together with them. There are all the fields, in the fields of education, we have religious nuns, sisters that have schools for Christian and Muslim. We have an experience also of the Christian brothers in Jaffa, where there are Christian, Muslim, and Jews. We don't have many in the schools of those experiences, but there are, and there are the movements, and mainly also the women in the movement, if you think of the Focolare movement and of other movements, the French also movements of the those at the Beatitude there are other of those groups where women are engaged, and they have their programs with the Jews, with the Muslim, and of course with the Christians. And of course this creates mentalities for peace and understanding, for they will not solve the problems, perhaps, because it's a little more difficult to solve the problems of this area, but they give their contribution.